You're listening to the Naked Genetics podcast with me, Dr. Kat Arney. Still to come, our gene of the month has a romantic twist. But first, cast your mind back to the Naked Genetics podcast from June 2016, and you'd have heard me interviewing Robert Chapman from Goldsmiths University of London about a pilot study he was carrying out to look at public knowledge and understanding about genetics, aiming to find out what people know, what they don't know, and what they think they know, as well as finding out if there are any gaps or areas of concern in specific age or ethnic groups.
So, for example, do people from certain ethnic groups hold different concerns to other groups? Are there age differences? Are there international differences? Is the way that genetics is taught at school a predictor of concerns and things like that? So we're really trying to do an empirical, quantitative study, I believe, for the first time in the broad area of genetics. There has been research in this area focusing on medical genetics, but not generally the issues as they apply across society. So that's the new thing, hopefully.
So everything from pea plants to pandas.
Exactly, yeah. I couldn't say it better.
So tell me a bit more about the study. What are you actually doing? What are you asking? Who are you asking?
So I can't give too much away because we've just piloted it, and I'm hoping that some or all of your readers will be interested enough to engage with the study when it is published. But we're looking at what people know about genetics. So there are general knowledge questions. We're looking at how they feel about genetics. So do they have concerns, for example, about genetically modified foods? We're also asking for information about their demographics. So this is very much a first stage. We're hoping to target it to as many people as possible. We're aiming for about 5,000 participants, stratified by profession and country. We're asking people whether they're parents or students, so we can really build up a picture of the demographics of our participants and see if there are any trends that we can spot that which then might help us target training material information more effectively.
I'm pleased to tell you that Robert's full survey, the International Genetic Literacy and Attitude Survey, is now online at tagc.world/IGLAS. Not only is it a fun quiz to test your genetics knowledge, but it's providing important data to help the scientific community communicate genetics better in the future. So please do take a few minutes to fill it in. That's tagc.world/IGLAS.